David Carr was another type of warrior, a journalist reporting on journalists, and it was in a way that kept all of us accountable. His Monday columns in the New York Times were a must-read, many of them showing up on our Links blog week in and week out. He had a style all his own, the way he wrote, the way he interviewed, calling it like he saw it. Here's a taste. It's a scene from the documentary, Page One. And it's part of a conversation Carr had with Vice founder Shane Smith.
If you're a CNN viewer and you go, I'm looking at human on the beach.
But I've got to tell you one thing. I'm a regular guy, and I go to these places and I go, okay, everyone talked to me about cannibalism, right? Everyone talked about cannibalism. Now I'm getting a lot of saying about cannibalism and stuff, whatever. Everyone talking about cannibalism.
Yeah, most of our boys.
Yeah.
Then we drain the blood from the innocent child and drink it before going to battle.
So you kill the child?
Yes.
And then drink the blood?
Yeah.
I left it up with a temper, I'm gonna eat it.
That's crazy. So the actual, our audience goes, that's insane. Like, that's nuts. And the New York Times, meanwhile, is writing about surfing. And I'm sitting there going, you know what? I'm not going to talk about surfing. I'm going to talk about cannibalism, because that me
just up. Just a sec, time out. Before you ever went there,
yeah.
We've had reporters there reporting on genocide after genocide. Just because you put on a safari helmet and looked at some
yes.
poop
sure.
doesn't give you the right to insult what we do.
Sorry,
so continue.
Sorry.
Continue.
I'm just saying that I'm not a journalist. I'm not there to report.
Obviously.
I'm just
Okay, well, that was a takedown. And David Carr certainly had lots of takedowns. Shortly after I started working here at the University of Missouri, he had written a bombshell piece about the Tribune Company, my former employer, and some of the cultural changes that had gone on there under the ownership of Sam Zell and leadership of Randy Michaels. And that has been listed among some as his trademark, his legacy pieces, and how his reporting is going to be remembered. Even last week, writing about Brian Williams, and hours before collapsing and dying in the New York Times newsroom, hosted an event interviewing Edward Snowden.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I liked about David Carr's work was that he was not afraid to challenge the establishment. Mm-hmm. And it's the establishment of the media. Challenge ourselves. And we don't do enough of that in other venues. We were talking about Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart does it from a satirical perspective. David Carr does it from a journalistic perspective, in which he says, look, here's where we can do better. Here's where we're doing good, but here's where we can do better. And what I'm wondering is there going to be someone out there? And I think there are. I mean, Brian Sutler's done some of that and others. So I think that there's going to be someone out there to do it, but with the finesse and the cachet and the prose that David Carr did it, that's going to be hard to replicate.
I think a lot of journalists talking about journalists can turn into an echo chamber in a way. We're all talking about each other, but who's listening outside of our circle? I think he was able to transcend that in a way, and part of it may have been the platform that he had, but I think part of it was the way that he went about it. So, you know, will we see someone step into that role in the same way? I don't know. I think that remains to be seen. But I think, you know, he was a rarity in that way of getting out of the chamber, if you will.
I think one of the things that I really like about the tributes to David Carr that have been coming out is the mentorship that he did with young journalists who are now stepping into journalists into high profile positions within journalism. A lot of that was unknown to people who didn't really follow David and follow David's career.
Brian Stelter, you brought up his name. He's one of those perfect examples, and that's detailed in Page One.
Right, exactly. And that, I think, is something that a lot of journalists, even today in journalism, don't get a lot of credit for the mentorship that they're doing with the next generation that's coming up. And hopefully a lot of those stories can be told while people are still with us and not being told after they're gone.
That's one of those things is somebody who's now stepped into the role of journalism educator. In a lot of ways, I always considered myself a journalism educator, and perhaps that's because of the Missouri method, that anytime an intern or a student walked into the newsroom, we were all in the role of helping teach that person, the idea of each one teach one and moving forward. David Carr, for the first time formally last fall, stepped into a classroom teaching at Boston University. His syllabus for the class he called Press Play, so you can look at that in the double entendre there, is available online, and we'll put a link to it on the Links blog. But even his approach to journalism education was innovative and pushing the envelope just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he was an early adopter of technology and
Twitter and now Medium.
Exactly, and talked about it over and over again in his columns. I mean, even if you were a journalist and didn't quite embrace the changes that technology was bringing, you could still learn a lot from reading his column, because he broke it down in a way in which even, you know, Luddites like me, when it comes to technology,
can
at least understand it. So.